The Book Nook on WISO is presented by the Greene County Public Library with additional support from the Clark County Public Library, Washington Centerville Public Library, Wright Memorial Library, Dayton Metro Library, and Microsun Lamps.
Hello, welcome to the Book Nook on WYSO. I'm Vic McCunis, and I'd like to welcome to the program today Alexandra and Alexander Anderil. They join us on the telephone in Stockholm, Sweden. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you calling into us from rainy Stockholm, and you have a new book out this week, but if people are looking for this particular book, they're going to need to look for the name Lars Kepler. Tell us, who is Lars Kepler?
Well, it's us actually when we write together, because we were writers by ourselves before, but since we love each other and we've been married for many years and have three daughters, we thought writing together would be a great thing because it's. Being a writer is very lonely work, and we wanted to, you know, break down that wall of loneliness. But it wasn't that easy, actually, when we first started.
Uh-huh. No, because we have so different voices, so to say. We couldn't find any harmony trying to be Alexander and Alexandra, and we started to fight.
Yeah,
and
big arguments all the time.
So then we came up with, let's try to be somebody else, leave the egos behind.
Yeah, it didn't work with two writers. We thought, why not a third writer? And so we came up with the name Lars Kepler, and since we invented him, it works. It's just pleasure. We call it a jazz jam session. We just play along.
Well, Lars Kepler has just published a new book here in the United States, and it's called Stalker. I have been a fan for a while. I have read, in this series featuring Juno Linda, I have read The Hypnotist, The Nightmare, The Sandman, and now this one. Somehow I missed The Fire Witness. I haven't read that one. But this is the fifth book, right? Stalker?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And I think they probably have been coming out here slightly out of order. I'm not sure about that, but
I think because it started with The Sandman last year, and then the previous books came out retranslated,
but now it's in order again. So now it's Stalker, and after that is The Hunter, and then
our
latest.
So Stalker is we are so happy that it's being published now.
Well, I've got to tell you, I love these books, but they scare me to death.
Sorry.
If it's any comfort, it scares me as well, actually. I get nightmares every time we write these books.
It's pretty funny because we see it as a good sign nowadays when Alexandra gets these nightmares in the middle of the writing process, because then we know we're on the right track in some way.
Yeah, then we know that we are in the true fear.
My guests are Lars Kepler. They join us on the telephone in Stockholm, Sweden. And let's talk about your protagonist, Juno Linna. Who is this guy? Am I pronouncing his name right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, Juno Linna.
Jonah, okay.
Jonah in the Bible, but this is a Finnish spelling of his name.
Who is this guy? Tell us about him.
Well, Jonah is some way an underdog, since he's part of the Finnish minority in Sweden. And his father was a police officer who was killed in the line of duty. But now Jonah is an inspector at the Swedish National Operations Department. And
well, I think he has solved more cases than any
he's great. He's,
other
he's, but he's not just smart. He has his, you know, ability to see far beyond the image of the perpetrator as a monster. He can, you know, actually feel their fear and suffering, the desperation in their choices, that's probably the key to his success, I think.
Okay. Yeah, and I think also we don't know everything about Jonah Linna.
That's right.
Because that's the enjoyable thing of writing about him, book after book. We are still very curious because he's still something of an enigma.
Uh-huh. And one thing I've noticed about Jonah is he's never wrong.
That's no. true. He's very stubborn and he's never wrong.
No,
but he's not that.
Well, he's a little bit Sherlock Holmes there. He's good to putting, you know, things he observes. He puts that together in some unexpected or but logical patterns. So he's a very logical thinker and empathetic, as we said. So he's almost never wrong, but it happens.
Yeah, it happens, actually.
Yeah. Well, I love how in one of the books, and I don't remember which one, he's telling his boss, no, his boss doesn't want him doing this. He says, no. He says, every time he tells the boss, no, this is right, you're wrong. And the boss knows that eventually Jonah's going to be proven to be right. And it drives his boss crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that Jonah Linna just came to us in a strange way when we decided to write crime fiction under the name Lars Kepler. Jonah Linna was also there. So I think maybe Lars Kepler wants to be like Jonah Linna in a way.
Because we saw Jonah, he walked towards us and he spoke in this with his Finnish accent, and we just knew this is our hero.
Yeah, because as you said, our books are quite dark and scary, but Jonah is a guarantee in a way. Mm. If he can enter those dark labyrinths, then we dare to do it too.
Yeah, because we as we see it, crime fiction to us is a very optimistic genre because it goes from chaos to order. It starts with the chaos, a killer or something, a horrible crime, but it always ends up
the answer
to solve the case, to stop the perpetrator, to save the one you care about. So it's an optimistic journey, which we love, because as we were talking about before, we're pretty easily scared ourselves. And so this is the way to take care of your fears,
to handle it,
to have this journey.
Oh, okay. We've talked about Jonah Linna a little bit. In the first book, The Hypnotist, the title refers to a psychiatrist named Dr. Eric Maria Bark. And this guy, he's very important in that story, and he's also very important in the Stalker story, isn't he?
Absolutely.
What an amazing character. He's a mess, isn't he? The guy's a pill popper.
Yeah,
he's a mess. But I find him very interesting, and he's very good at his work. But as a person, as a private person, he's a mess, as you say.
Yeah,
and he tries to balance this eager to hypnotize, because it's almost like a drug to him, and when he's not hypnotizing, he needs the pills.
He needs pills to sleep. He needs pills to wake up, and it's a problem for him.
He starts to tell lies and stalker that makes everything happen. But we wrote The Hypnotist, and we always felt after that we need to have Eric back somehow. We longed for a story where Eric could fit with all his mess, as you say, and finally. In Stalker, we knew this is the time. This is the fifth book. He has to come back here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because your characters, they live in some kind of parallel universe. And suddenly we can meet again.
that's a fantastic thing with writing a series, actually. Because when you only write definite standalones, you have to say goodbye to your characters when you finish a book. But we know that since they're not dead, they can return. And that's great and comforting in some way for a writer.
Speaking of not dead, you have a character you introduce in one of the earlier books named Jurek Walter.
Yes.
And his shadow looms over this new book. I don't want to say too much about him, but he's a serial killer. And in the Sandman novel, you have this police officer who has to go into the psych ward where Walter is being held. And she has to somehow get information from him because they think that there's another serial killer still out there operating who is somehow connected to Walter. Let's talk about this character who goes into the psych ward. I love her.
She's full of contradictions, and she's a complex character. She has this hot temperament, and she's so beautiful, but she has this kind of madness hidden inside of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love Saga very much.
And she's lethal. She's
incredibly
dangerous person. Well, what's her background? Was she in the military? How did she get to be this way?
Yeah, she's a good boxer and a very good shooter.
A sharpshooter, she got her education at the what you call a secret service.
Oh.
Swedish secret police, I think we call it. But she has this kind of tragic background. Her mother was mentally instable, and she lost her mother early.
Uh-huh.
And she has this guilty feeling about everything. And so she has all these secrets that she thinks she can just, how do you say, close her eyes about. She doesn't want to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But of course, it's there anyway. So that's why she got this temper. She hates when people call her beautiful, compare her to,
a prince,
fairy tale princesses and all that. She hates it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's also a very good, I don't like the word sidekick because it sounds so instrumental, but she's a very close friend to Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
They work very good together. And I think she's wonderful. And as Alexander was talking about earlier, writing a series, you can develop your characters. You can try to understand them more, why they are the way they are.
Yeah, because our books can be read as standalones, but to us, this series has become an epic story about Jonah and Saga and their destinies and their backgrounds. And so it's a long journey, and it's great for writers to this much space to
create these words in a way.
Mm. I agree. I've been joined by Alexandra and Alexander Onderreel. They write novels under the pen name of Lars Kepler. You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, giving voice to our community, our nation, and our world since 1958. It's the Book Nook. I'm Vic McCunis. They have called into us from Stockholm, Sweden. You can read them as standalones. I suggest that people read them all, but since I read them out of order, I'm no one to talk about how they should be read. Let's talk about Stalker. Set the scene and tell our listeners enough about the story that they're going to say, I've got to read that. Oh, tell us what's going on in this book.
Let's see. Well, the story starts at the film is sent into the police. So someone has secretly filmed a woman through her window. And this doesn't mean anything to the police. But the next day, the woman is found murdered in her home. So when a new film is sent in, the investigators, they panic. They rush to identify the woman. The clock ticks, but this is, of course, an impossible thing to do.
They have to wait until somebody finds her dead.
She's found by her husband when he returns from a business trip. And the husband, he's so shocked. So he begins to clean the entire house. You know, he vacuuming up the blood. He's putting his dead wife to bed. So when the crime scene technicians come to the house, they are totally unable to compare this scene to the first crime scene. So therefore, the hypnotist, Erik Maria Bork, is hired by the police to help this traumatized witness.
So, remember.
Yeah, because he might have seen something important before he started to clean everything. So they hope this will lead them to the killer. But what the husband says during this deep hypnosis, it makes Erik start lying to the police.
Mm-hmm.
That's the start of the story.
Yeah, it's the start of the story. But I think it's one of our scariest stories, actually. Stalking is such a common problem, actually. We found out when we wrote it that I think 6% of the Swedish population has been stalked at some point in their life.
And, of course, all stalkers are not this dangerous, as the one we
write about, maybe the most extreme stalker ever. But when we have been talking about the book, we have met so many people, especially journalists, actually, and radio speakers, who has been stalked.
Sure.
I think hearing somebody's voice in the radio is a very intimate thing. So, we spoke to so many journalists that had been stalked.
Huh.
Very, very scary, actually.
Yeah. So radio journalists are... Yeah, it.
Well, if I've been stalked, I wasn't paying attention, but I did see... I saw a woman yesterday, and she was wearing a yellow raincoat. And I said, I just finished a book about a serial killer who wears a raincoat just like yours. And she gave me a funny look. It's on the cover, a picture of someone looking away. Yeah. You see the back of them wearing this yellow raincoat. And after I finish the book, I'll never think the same way about a yellow raincoat. Never again.
Yeah, I'm the same. I can't see a red, yellow raincoat anymore. It scares me.
And
I really love the cover, The Stalker. I think that it's so, so nice.
It's good.
I think... The cover in the U.S. is fantastically nice.
It reminds me a little bit. Years ago, I interviewed the actress Janet Leigh, who was in the movie Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock, and she's not in the movie very long because she gets stabbed in the shower early in the film.
Yeah.
And I interviewed her about a book about the making of Psycho, and she said, I've never taken a shower since we made that movie.
I can understand her totally.
Yeah.
I can still not shower with my eyes closed since that movie. So
oh really?
And we actually have a kind of a little reference in Stalker: a woman taking a shower with her eyes on the door, on the handle. Yeah, and we met so many readers who they couldn't bear to not having curtains on their windows anymore because here in Sweden. I think everything with stalkers started when we bought a house with big windows, and it was in wintertime. It's so dark, so you can be seen from the outside, but you can't see anything.
No, because when you're inside, the windows are like mirrors. You just see yourself, but somebody can stand right outside the window and look at you. And it was the first time for us because we have always lived in apartments. On the fifth or sixth floor, but suddenly we lived in the house. And
I think that was when the idea of this book came to us. Kind of scary. We felt like somebody was watching us all the time.
And the stalker, that's the modus operandi for the stalker in your book, looking through the window, filming these women who are completely unaware that they're being watched because they can't see out the window. They don't know this weirdo is out there. And you really surprised me when I got to the end. When we find out who the stalker is, Oh, man. And early in the book, I don't want to do any spoilers, but there's a person who they want to question. Eric Maria Bark is sent to this secure facility. It's basically an insane asylum where this priest is living, and they want to question him. And I love this character, this priest character. Tell us about him, what you can say about him.
Yeah, Rocky Kyrklund. Well, I love him too. He is a very complex man. He has this kind of amnesia. He has this brain damage from a car accident, and he's a drug addict. And he's a fallen priest. But still, he makes this journey in Stalker. It's very hard not to spoil things.
Right.
But he's a big man. He's aggressive, and he's
he has no belief in the beginning, but in the end of the book, something has woken inside of him again. I think he's fantastic because it's totally. How do you say? Tiring trying to interrogate a person with this memory loss all the time, almost epileptical memory loss.
Well, you have two scenes in the book that are just so unbelievable to read. I was on the edge of my chair. And the first one involves Jonah going to look for this priest who is in this area where there's all this drug abuse and all this wild, weird stuff going on. And that's the most wild scene. I read that and I said, my God, they got the wild scene done before the end of the book. But then we have the final standoff with the stalker, and that setting, it's like a former glass factory or something. I mean, that was just that was the creepiest thing I've read in years.
Thank you.
Was unbelievable.
But I think reading and writing are so connected, because writing these scenes, we always want to take the reader to, you know, places and situations that are totally
new to us and to them.
And create a pressure in the,
because it's not only an emotional journey, a book, it's also a journey to places you never seen. You're allowed to enter new worlds, and we love that. It's a lot of fun. It's a part of the writing, which is maybe the most fun.
Entering these new places.
Yeah. I've been joined by Alexandra and Alexander Onderiel. We're talking about their latest Lars Kepler novel that they write together. This is called Stalker. It just came out in the United States. And can we talk about where Jonah is as the book opens? Because this is related to previous books. Can we talk about what Saga has to do to get Jonah involved in this case? He's not really with the police anymore.
No, it's because of the end of the Sandman, when this horrible serial killer, Uric Walter, is killed. But they never find the body. So Jonah can't trust this that he's really dead, though Saga says she like shot him 8 times or something. So Jonah is hiding
with his daughter.
Yeah, to save his daughter,
and he's a wreck actually.
But Saga, she feels guilty because She thinks she has to find the body, so she's looking for the body. She spends almost a year to look for the body.
Uh-huh. And then finally she meets this man out in islands outside, on an island outside Stockholm, and he has kept a finger of this drowned body
with
shot wounds and everything.
Yeah, and a picture of the
torso.
Yeah, old torso. So. And they match DNA, both a fingerprint and DNA. So it's Uric. So Saga finds Jonah and tells him about this
finger
findings, and so he can return to Stockholm again.
And yeah, but he has lost everything in a way. But still, when this case comes up with Stalker, he his curiosity awakes, and he can never turn his back to the victims. He is like that. He has this thing inside of him that if they are silenced forever, then he must keep on fighting for them. Mm-hmm. So he starts to join the investigation more and more. And as he is a very good detective inspector, suddenly he finds out some strange things.
and he's not exactly welcomed back to the police. There are some officers that resent him, that don't want him involved. He's like, what's he doing here? And I've got to point out, having read 4 out of 5 of these books, and you said they're dark. Yeah, they're dark, all right. And the darkest moment for me was when they catch Jurek Walter. That scene where they catch him and what he's doing, that was the darkest, weirdest, most horrible thing I think I've ever read in a book.
I'm sorry. We are sorry.
But we're really afraid of Jurek Walter, too, so we can understand Jonah, why he fled.
And we met this Dutch journalist once who said that he'd rather have Hannibal Lecter babysit his children than meeting Jurek Walter after that scene, you know.
I agree. I understand you've done very well with these books. They're very popular. They've been translated into many languages. They've sold very well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're going to keep writing them?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. As we said, we are still very curious about Jonah and Saga and their story, what will happen. And
We have to know.
Yeah, and crime fiction is such a rich genre. You can write about people in such a great way, I think. You can catch our society here and now and the extreme situations, the choices we make. As long as we can, we will keep on writing because we love it.
There's a lag because we have to get them translated over here. These books have not come out the same years here that they have in Sweden. Is there another book out in Sweden that hasn't come out here yet?
Yeah, it's actually two books.
Two books. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think, they will. They are being translated now.
Okay.
So, you're catching up.
All right. So are Jonah and Saga married now? I'm just kidding.
Wow, we won't tell.
Okay. I have to wait for those to come out in the U.S. All right. Well, it's really been a pleasure to talk to you about your work.
The same. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your good questions.
Thank you.
Well, it's really been wonderful to talk to you and to have you call in from Stockholm. My guests have been Alexandra and Alexander Anderil. They write as Lars Kepler, and the new one is called Stalker. And I would advise readers not to read it too late at night because you might end up like Alexandra. You might have nightmares.
But it will pass. Everything will be fine.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Book Nook on WYSO. For the Book Nook, I'm Vic McCunis.